Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Brian Garrity is so good in smaller roles in films like Flight, opposite Denzel Washington, and The Hurt Locker, just to name a few. He's always got something going on in his eyes, and everything he does, I've always enjoyed watching. In his new film, Kilimanjaro, which premiered at South by Southwest this year, Brian's the star. He plays Doug, a guy whose life isn't what he imagined. He's got a bad job, boring relationship, and he's just kind of wading through life. When his girlfriend packs up and leaves, he decides to embark on a more meaningful existence and starts planning to climb the famous Mount Kilimanjaro. But, as sometimes happens, life gets in the way and he finds himself trying to get to that elusive mountaintop, both literally and figuratively. Brian's an interesting guy, and I got a kick out of talking to him at South by Southwest. We talked about how he got his start, what it's like showing up on the set of Flight and working with Denzel Washington, what his acting survival job was, and how he prepared for a starring role in Kilimanjaro. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. We need to pay the bills around here. Also, you need a website. Every actor needs one, and we here at Daily Actor are here to help. We do custom websites that are affordable, and it won't kill your bank account. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out, and also be sure to take a look at our other interviews on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Brian.
So was that the first time you saw it last night?
I saw like a truncated version on my iPad.
It's not the same on an iPad.
No, luckily been to some festivals before, and so I know the difference. Like I've seen movies that have done great things or went on to be incredible on a small TV, and I hadn't had the same feeling. I was like, wrote the movie off, and then I would see it, with an audience at its festival. And the festival's a great place because people are here to celebrate movies
that are
small and have no budget, etc. So that's
I think you get a better audience,
Yeah.
Is this like the first role you've had, were you in every single scene?
There's been a few of them. Maybe third or fifth one. I did another one called Easier with Practice about 2009 that went on to go to a lot of festivals and do really well, and we were really proud of it that I was in every single frame of that.
But,
it's hard to find the right the right thing that you really feel like you're going to be able to kind of be in every single scene and propel the movie forward, if I've done that or not, but I did have that feeling like I could do this right away.
The small roles that you do in like the big films,
you're
acting in there, you can just you can see all the stuff that's going on behind your eyes, you're so good. And in this, I was just curious, like, if you have to prepare differently or get prepared in some sort of
Those movies are, you do your preparation if you have, like this one movie, I learned to fly a plane, and that took a lot, so I'm comfortable with the other actors I'm working with, etc. But I go shoot a big scene with Denzel Washington, it would be my first day.
Yeah.
And then it's like scared shitless.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, you're just scared. But here, it's like, in the pre-production process, the only way I think for these movies to be successful is because you don't have any money and because you don't have the luxury of time, you need to work out everything beforehand. And in that process, you become so comfortable with what you're doing that adds to an element of, on the day when you're actually shooting, that little things you talked about are kind of there. It's part of the preparation process. So, meanwhile, it's a lot more responsibility. If the movie doesn't, fail completely, a lot of it will be on your shoulders. Sometimes it's not your fault, sometimes it is, whatever, but you have to be ready to accept that responsibility. And look, I read this script, I read 10 pages, then I read 20, I read 30, and usually when you get to 30, you're trying to, I can make this work. This one, I can do this.
Yeah.
And I was praying, I was on a plane, I got it, I said, by the end, I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. I can do this tomorrow. And I was hoping the director was smart, which he obviously wrote the script, we all thought was great. And it was one of those processes where it was so easy, and we ended up having a couple hours
2 hour conversation, and you know, he took his time, and eventually they let me come onto the project, and we worked together for months, you know, we were talking, and then we got right when we got a start date. It was about 3 weeks of constant rewrite, just kind of talking through. And so when you get there, you just, once you start, it's like once you get that first moment, you know, yeah, it's like when you're doing a speech, it's like get that first word out, and then you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how it is. Where other stuff, you know, it's like you come in, you're never quite comfortable. Just when you get comfortable, you're done. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Once you were attached, did you guys sort of tailor more towards what you were thinking in your head, or how did that...
We didn't really, we just kind of like maybe aligned here and there moments. We just talked through everything and tried to make a trajectory, because we knew that, I don't know, the way I played the character and the kind of my instincts, which Walter encouraged, were that this guy bordered on complete no confidence, and to have moments of like almost getting there, and to make that watchable for an hour and however, you know, like whatever 80 minutes,
yeah,
hour,
yeah.
Hour and 30 or hour and 20 minutes is it, with a real meditative kind of movie where, you know, we purposely, this movie's not, it takes place in Manhattan, obviously, in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. There's no gratuitous sex, or there's nothing, you know, explosions or anything. It's the journey of this guy. To make that interesting was really difficult, you know, to try to, I mean, and that's the thing, you never try to make it interesting, it's try to find the honesty of what this guy was going through, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, that was the process. You know, if that answers your question, it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, in the movie, there was kind of like a quick little segment where your character is applying, interviewing for jobs.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sort of an actor survival job?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I've done... obviously, I catered in New York. I catered at all the museums. And that was tough. It was fun once I started to switch over to bartending and have a little more control.
Yeah.
I've obviously waited tables. I taught surfing in Santa Monica.
Oh, cool.
That'd
be kind of a cool job.
I was a personal trainer at New York Sports Club.
Yeah.
I worked at a video store, like a specialty video store when we still had VHS cassettes. Kind of switching over and right when I got out of theater school in 1998. Those were awful jobs. I watched Windows.
Really?
Did a lot of different stuff.
Yeah. Did you have to go up like on the
No, no, just like houses, but I can do like the whole squeegee.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of different stuff, and you know, and then luckily I got the commercials when they were in their heyday.
Yeah, yeah. Now you can't make any. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been doing any commercials, but you know, been good.
What's your advice to actors?
You know, it's really interesting that being an actor. This is it. You focus on the work, and good things will come.
Yeah.
You focus on this other stuff, the noise, which it's so we all get sidetracked. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, I want to go back and say something because I didn't finish that thought that just occurred to me for free associating. But I'd say, you focus on the work. That's the only thing you can control is the work. You're an actor, you want to act, and you focus on all the other stuff, like getting this job or trying to. It's like just keep focusing on the work, and you know, become. They see that's what John Hawks does. That's what Ed Harris does. That's what, you know. Nobody's like trying to make it. Those guys aren't trying to make hit plays and movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to exercise their need to create and their talent.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Focus on the work you get.
What's like your nightmare audition? What's the worst audition that you've...
Oh man, I've had a few of the, like, you know, TVs, some TVs. I mean, everything. Just talking yourself into something. Just to, like, okay, I haven't worked in a while and I should go in there.
Yeah.
Not having enough time and really go, you know, and just knowing, like, you have no idea what you're doing and kind of stumbling through and, like, being having that nervous feeling and you're, you know. I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. You know what I was going to say, too? It's like, when you make a movie, this is going back, yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a movie, I think, or, you know, particularly like a $200,000 movie, you know, I looked at this as a real chance to, like, act. I'm like, man, I get to act every day. for like almost 2 months with rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, and use my mind and exercise my, you know, and that to me, like, I didn't really go, I hope the movie turns out good here.
I like
that experience alone is really was like gratifying. Because, you know, sometimes, like you're saying, when you go on a bigger movie, you're there for 2 months and you work 10 days, if that.
Yeah.
So that's all.
So this is probably tons more satisfying.
Yeah. You know, it's a
flat. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Thanks, Brian, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks once again for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.